Today is Tuesday, October 1st. More updates in the impeachment investigation, what you need to know about Real ID, and a first-of-its-kind law for college athletes. Plus, we're talking flying cars, smart jackets, and Stranger Things. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Things are moving and changing quickly. There's now another round of updates surrounding the impeachment inquiry. So first, the Wall Street Journal cites a senior official who says Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was on the call back in July, listening in as President Trump asked Ukraine's leader for a favor to investigate his political rival Joe Biden and his family. That call and alleged efforts to keep it quiet prompted the whistleblower's complaint and then the impeachment inquiry. To be clear, it was already known that State Department officials were on that call, but we didn't know it was the head guy, Pompeo, who, by the way, still hasn't said so publicly. Some say it could mean the State Department was involved more than we thought, but that's still unclear. House Democrats have already subpoenaed Pompeo for documents connected to all of this due by the end of this week. And that leads to the next update. As expected, House Democrats have also subpoenaed Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, and some of his associates. They want to see any of his communications involving Ukraine, from text messages to emails. Giuliani says the subpoena is only signed by Democrats who have prejudged this case, but he'll consider cooperating. President Trump took to Twitter asking the question if the lead investigator in this impeachment inquiry should be arrested for treason. And finally, more of President Trump's talks with other foreign leaders are now under the microscope. The AP reports the Justice Department revealed Trump recently asked Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison and others to look into what prompted the Russia investigation. Yes, we're going back here to the one involving special counsel Robert Mueller that lasted 2 years, and that investigation is now over. The Justice Department says Trump only made the calls because Attorney General William Barr asked him to. In fact, the Washington Post says Barr himself held private meetings with other foreign officials about this. So, is it another example of senior officials using their power to get political help, or was it an appropriate step as they look to investigate the investigators? Expect more developments about all of this throughout the week. Today marks exactly 1 year until a new type of ID will be required at U.S. airports. Starting October 1st, 2020, if you want to get on an airplane to fly within the United States, you'll need a new form of identification. You must have what's mostly known as a Real ID, which is basically an updated driver's license that you get by physically going into the DMV with the right paperwork. Or instead, you can also choose to use another type of ID that's allowed at airports, like a passport or global entry card. In other words, in 1 year, you cannot just bring your typical driver's license to the airport to fly domestically like you do now. CBS News reports this is all part of the Real ID Act that was passed back in 2005 after 9/11. It basically sets national standards for driver's license and ID cards. It's supposed to make flying safer. Keep in mind, this is a federal program, but it's being rolled out by the states, so every state may do it a bit differently. We'll be talking more about this soon in a Thing to Know Thursday interview this month. We'll help explain what your options are for the Real ID, how you can get ahead of the crowd, and exactly what all travelers need to know before October 1st, 2020. California's governor just signed a first-of-its-kind law to let college athletes make more money. The law makes it illegal for colleges to punish athletes for hiring agents and getting paid for endorsements. ESPN reports the new law, called the Fair Pay to Play Act, goes against what the NCAA has typically allowed. Billions of dollars are made off of college sports, but until now, student athletes are not allowed to make money from it, other than free college tuition. Supporters of the new law say student athletes deserve the chance to get paid, since the sport would not be possible without these athletes, and there are more demands on them than ever before. But critics worry the law will give California an unfair recruiting advantage and make college sports more like the pros, as well as other unintended consequences. So it will likely face legal battles. The law is supposed to take effect in the year 2023. And other states like Florida, South Carolina, New York, and Illinois are working on similar bills. Much more news ahead, but first, thanks to our sponsor this week, FabFitFun. FabFitFun's seasonal subscription boxes makes it feel like your birthday 4 times a year. I love when these things arrive. They send you high-quality, full-size premium products, including beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products, all in one box. I love that the curators also do the work for me and help me discover new products that I end up loving. And the Fall Box is available now. And it comes with really great stuff, like Wander Beauty Baggage Claim Gold Eye Mask, great for travel, and Anthropologie's Travel Yoga Mat. Each box is a little different, and you can customize many of the products. FabFitFun normally retails for $49.99, but with every box, you get a value of more than $200. So sign up at FabFitFun.com and use the code NEWSWORTHY for $10 off your first box. Again, get $10 off your first box at FabFitFun.com when you use the coupon code NEWSWORTHY. Now back to the news. Both CVS and Walgreens are pulling a popular heartburn medicine from their shelves. And the reason? The FDA found traces of a chemical that's linked to cancer. We're talking about Zantac and generic versions of that drug. We've mentioned this before, that the FDA is investigating, and it still is. There's still a lot of unknowns here, and nothing has been officially recalled. But now CVS and Walgreens are taking action themselves to suspend sales of this drug. If you did already buy it, CVS says it will give customers refunds. Soon, Amazon may offer its cashierless technology to airports, stadiums, and movie theaters. You know, where customers can scan their phones, grab what they need, and walk out, no checkout line needed. To be clear, it won't be a full-on Amazon Go store with this technology, and nothing is official yet, but CNBC says Amazon has been talking with several merchants to make it happen. If all goes well, Amazon apparently hopes other stores will be using their technology by next year. But it could face some legal problems. Engadget says cashless stores are banned in San Francisco and Philadelphia, as well as all of Massachusetts and New Jersey. So it could be hard for companies there to get on board. Hyundai is getting into the flying car business. CNET says a new team at Hyundai is focused on making technology to commercialize flying cars, like air taxis. Of course, Hyundai is not alone. Uber and other companies have also been working on some sort of air taxi. Even though right now there are no regulations in place to allow flying cars, but the guy running Hyundai's new team, who is a former NASA engineer, says urban air mobility, as it's called, is expected to be a $1.5 trillion market over the next 20 years. Coming soon from Levi, smart jackets. TechCrunch says one of Levi's jackets will come with Google technology that basically turns part of your sleeve into a touch control remote for your phone. Here's how it works. Basically, the cuff of your jacket is programmed to connect to your phone. From there, you can swipe, tap, or hold it to issue commands to your phone. Digital Trends says you might use it to skip a song that's playing, for example. Google and Levi made something like this before, but it was pretty expensive and never caught on. Now it's back, more affordable and smaller. There are two jackets to choose from. Both cost less than $250, available in-store and online. It's official, Stranger Things is coming back. Rolling Stone says Netflix renewed the show for a fourth season as part of a multi-year film and TV deal. The announcement came with a short teaser video with the tagline, quote, "We're not in Hawkins anymore." There are no other details about the plot or when it will air. Stranger Things is Netflix's most popular original series. The Hollywood Reporter says about 40 million households watched season 3 in 4 days. Will this be the final season, though? The show's creators have said they only want it to last 4 to 6 seasons, so TBD. In its biggest giveaway yet, DoorDash is giving 1 million people a Big Mac, and it will only cost them a penny each. Business Insider says 1 million customers will be able to order a Big Mac from McDonald's on the DoorDash app by entering the code 1MBigMac, and it will cut the price to 1 cent. But beware, the promotion does not cover taxes and fees, so you'll still have to pay for delivery. Also, if you do use the code, you'll be automatically entered into a sweepstakes for a chance to win $1 million. The winner will be picked Friday. And that's it for today. Thank you to all of you who participated in the September Share-a-thon and to the Newsworthy Insiders for the support of the show. Each of you got entries into the giveaway, and here are the winners. Allison Webb Brown, Catherine Bell, Michelle Hartwig, and Greg Turbeville have all won a prize, ranging from an Amazon gift card to a premium membership to Skillshare with thousands of online classes to fuel your creativity or career. I will be following up with each of you this week. Thank you again to everyone supporting and sharing the Newsworthy. I'm so grateful. And as always, you can read more about any of the news stories we talked about today right in your podcast app or over on thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.